You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In an unprecedented international collaboration, representatives of screen producing organisations from around the world are standing together to release a joint statement emphasising the key principles needed to ensure a sustainable future, a sustainable screen industry future through the regulation of powerful digital streaming platforms. SPARTA, that's Screen Producers New Zealand, is joining this call for streaming platform regulation and intellectual property protections. To hear about the joint statement, I caught up with SPARTA's president, Irene Gardiner. Here we are now. Can you explain to me what SPARTA is and the role it has in the screen producers industry?
Okay. SPARTA is New Zealand's Screen Producers Guild. So we look after the interests of most New Zealand film and television producers, our members. Our range of things that we do is quite broad. Obviously, there's government lobbying over, you know, bigger issues that are going to affect the screen industry. But, you know, it also goes right down to helping producers with a contractual snarl they might have got themselves into, or, you know, just sorting out day-to-day things to do with getting productions together, dealing with the other guilds and other industry groups, just generally trying to help our producers and trying to advocate for a strong New Zealand screen industry.
Mm. And you have recently joined a statement that many other guilds have also joined, asking for the regulation of powerful digital streaming platforms. Can you just outline for me the statement that you've joined?
Yeah, the impact of the international television streaming companies has been really profound on local production here in New Zealand and around the world, for the simple reason that, you know, they're popular, they take an enormous amount of viewers, that then lowers the number of viewers on our local platforms, and that then lessens their ability to make advertising revenue, which just, you know, historically was plowed back into local production. So that's kind of the background to it. We've been lobbying for a little while in New Zealand to see if we can get some sort of regulation, get them to maybe pay a levy on their New Zealand revenue or something like that. And different countries have been trying different things, talking about levies, quotas, a mixture of the two. Our colleagues at SPAR in Australia, the Screen Producers Australia, they've been really pushing hard and making pretty good progress with their campaigning, and they came up with the idea to actually bring all of us together, lots of the different screen producers guilds from all around the world, to lobby as one, because it is an international issue. You know, obviously if local production is hurt badly internationally, that is not a good thing for the world culturally, but it's also not a good thing commercially and you know, economically.
And what would that look like if we kept going the way we are going and it became this, I guess, this monocultural space of productions? What do you think that would do to our own local storytelling and local markets here?
I think it would be very harmful. It already is harmful, and it's going to get more harmful. I mean, the things that make it an unfair playing field are that the streamers have come into New Zealand and other territories. They're a part of our screen ecosystem. And yes, they contribute content for New Zealand's watch. That's great. But they don't contribute in any other way. They don't pay tax in New Zealand. They don't face any broadcasting regulation. They use our broadband infrastructure, which was partially paid for by New Zealand taxpayers. And they basically just take revenue out. They're not, you know, particularly trying to commission or buy many local shows. And this has just been allowed to go on. And it's getting, you know, the problems that it's causing are getting worse and worse. And it is getting to the point where local production internationally is being hurt. There's going to be less of it. And so, yeah, there is a massive cultural argument attached to that in terms of, you know, the local voice, local storytelling, and the importance of that in terms of, you know, I mean, really, that's part of, you know, democracy and having people, you know, united as a nation and all of those quite big things. So, yeah, it matters a lot, I think, whether a country has its own voice, its own accent, its own stories, its own humour. But even beyond the cultural argument, there's quite a strong economic argument as well, because New Zealand screen industry is actually a $4 billion industry. And okay, a lot of that is international work being done here, but you don't get those big international productions coming and working here unless you've got a strong domestic economy. So we need to keep domestic production strong. And also, the international side of things can get hit by the vagaries of, you know, well, the strikes last year, for one thing, the Hollywood strikes, but other things. And so the stronger the domestic industry is, the better it is for the economy overall. And that, you know, so the less shows we're making, the less New Zealand intellectual property we have, that starts to affect the economy. Just at a time when, just to sort of be the more positive side of things at the moment, because things are pretty challenging, you know, we actually are at a stage where New Zealand is starting to get shows off to the world. We're selling more shows to the world. We're doing more co-productions. We're getting New Zealand stories to the world, and that's great. And that's money coming in, you know, export dollar coming in. But meantime, local production is really struggling here.
So what are you asking for specifically in the statement? What does it look like?
Well, in the festival in New Zealand, we just need to talk to government and see if they have a mind, have a will to do the ministerial work behind the scenes, work out what would be the best way to handle it in New Zealand. We probably in New Zealand, a levy is best, a small percentage levy on New Zealand revenue, and then you plough that back in via our screen funding agencies into local production. But that's only one way of doing it. Internationally, some people are going for quotas, some people are going for a mixture of a quota and a levy. Quotas are slightly tricky in New Zealand because we've got a trade law that technically means you can't do that, although it's possible there could be a workaround. And really that's for government to work out what is the best way of handling this. And that's, I guess, by having an international push, it's getting all governments across the world to realise that this is significant, that this is having significant cultural and economic harm, that you know, a new business has been allowed to just move in without any control, any regulation, any levelling of the playing field, and that it is really time, if not past time, to do something about that.
And at the consumer level, does that mean that no matter how it's done around the world, there's the likelihood that digital streaming might become more expensive for the consumer?
I don't know that that would definitely be an impact. And in the end, in a worst case scenario, if we are paying a little more, that of course increases the New Zealand revenue, of which we're taking a percentage back to make local shows. But I don't know that that would be on the cards. I mean, there definitely will be some pushback. I mean, these are big companies and New Zealand is a small territory. So there's no two ways about it. There will be pushback. But I guess what I would say is, you know, I would appeal to these people's, you know, decency as decent corporate citizens. They are a part of the New Zealand screen industry, for better or worse. And, you know, if they don't want to pay a levy, why don't they look into, you know, doing 4 significant New Zealand commissions a year, 3 significant acquisitions of shows? But they're not even really caring. They're not really showing any interest or care at all at the moment. They're just here to basically take viewers' eyeballs away from local content.
That was Irene Gardner, president of SPARTA, speaking with me about the joint statement calling for streaming platform regulation and intellectual property protections.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.